This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
What a beautiful Friday. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Intern Joe, we are all here, so time to get after it.
Buckle up, baby.
Buckle up, 70 for the high today. 3D printing.
Listen, there's one thing in this world that I will never understand, no matter how many times you explain it to me, no matter how many ways you slice and dice it to me, I cannot wrap my head around it.
You know, our coworker has a 3D printer. He's been having a lot of fun with it.
I know.
And I find it impressive, except when people start making, you know, machine guns with it.
Houses, cars. Like, I just don't understand, like, I don't get how it's, I can't even envision how it's doing what it's doing. Like, this is something that's like, it keeps me up at night, if I'm being honest.
The only way.
It literally keeps me up at night.
Okay, so imagine icing a cake, like a piping bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full of whatever building material it is, whether it's plastic, metal, concrete.
Who's doing it?
Who? What do you mean, who?
The machine?
Yeah, so you program in. It's like, hey, this is what we want it to print on this layer, and then it just goes layer by layer, and then it moves
but
it up.
But it can print anything.
Pretty much
whatever
at this point.
Whatever you put into it.
There's 3D printed homes right now. They constructed an entire neighborhood using a 3D printing, whatever you want to call it, computer. And this thing is just blowing out concrete. It put up an entire neighborhood in like a week. I'm beyond impressed. And these are nice homes. And affordable.
How do you put the plans in? Who's engineering?
So you go into a computer program and you build a 3D model.
Who's in CAD? How?
Yeah, in CAD. Exactly.
Yeah, it's an entire program.
But you're telling me our coworker down the hall is engineering images and products on CAD?
I've done it before.
Yeah, you could. You're capable of doing it.
I've 3D printed lots of things.
Your head's going to explode
because
you've never used it.
I need to like physically see it in action. 3D printing.
How many of you actually have a 3D printer? And by the way, how much did it cost you?
Printing guns?
People have printed, yeah, the molds of a gun too. It's a scary, yeah.
You, how does
they
that
are
work?
Illegal?
Yeah, they are, you don't want to do that.
Very illegal,
obviously, but
yeah, you're just printing out guns with no serial number.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
So the thing is I was wondering, what are some of the things that people are making with them? Because one dude, I saw he was in a car accident and just started 3D printing the replacement parts he needed for his vehicle.
But what is it? What is inside that is?
So it's, I think, like what our coworker has down the hall, it's printing out, think of like a hot glue gun, Breezy, but like plastic's coming out and it's slowly in a case. It's like a printer, but it's encased in plastic and you can see it at work. It's actually molding the object that you programmed to actually print.
So the normal 3D printers take plastic filament, similar to like weed whacker stuff.
I can't wait and to go back and listen to this break.
And it melts it, and then it draws one layer at a time.
No. No, I can't.
Why? What's the problem? Are you interested
in
getting
one? Here's the problem. No, absolutely not. I'm scared of it. No, I'm terrified. Here's the problem. Not great at math. And I feel like there's a lot of math that goes into this. I'm looking at coordinate grids right now. I'm looking at plot points. I'm looking at C plus D squared to G.
If you know how to use CAD, it does it everything for you.
Nope.
One guy just texted in and was like, 3D modeling is anyone can actually learn to print fairly easy if they want to. How do you do it, though?
Oh. Also?
Because I know it's a hobby for some people.
There's online libraries of pre-existing models that you can download.
Also, it's like so weird that everybody has a 3D printer. This person says.
Not everyone.
No, literally. This person says, my favorite thing to print on my 3D printer is architectural animals. It's kind of like a figurine toy, but they're super popular. My 3D printer was $800. Also, I feel like that number's super cheap for what they're doing.
No, it's, I got another.
They're not that expensive.
Who's this person? Anthony texted in.
When did this come out?
$500 he got his for.
It's 10, 15 years ago.
No, they started becoming like people.
I can't.
I was able to 3D print when I was in high school.
Yeah, oh but in, at school, not a lot of people own them personally.
So my uncle bought a 3D printer while I was in high school that he still uses at his store.
2005.
So. Technology is 20 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, it's just not something we have in the house today, like microwaves, but that's probably going to be the situation. Hey, guys, good morning. Printing is not that difficult. It's the 3D modeling and designing your own parts for printing that takes a lot more skill.
I think what I'm taking away from this is I'm anti-3D. I'm anti-3D movies. As I get nauseous, I'm anti-3D printing because I don't understand it. I mean, I'm starting to understand it a little better, but like you're telling me you can 3D print a computer?
Dude, there's a guy that 3D printed his entire vehicle and then assembled the parts.
No.
It was wild to watch. It's on YouTube.
I can't. I'm not here for it. I don't know, you guys. I just... You know that
Breezy.
I think this is relatable. Like, how there's some things that like you're like, I'll believe it when I see it, and then even when you do see it, you don't believe it. That's 3D printing for me. I can't do it.
No, I understand.
I won't be doing it.
It's very hard to wrap your head around if you've never done it. This guy says it's easier than it looks, Breezy. You download a file, open it in the correct software, you hit the slice and print button, and then you wait for it to finish.
Yeah,
he made it sound really easy.
It's like making a piece of toast.
If you were to use it, what is the first thing you would make?
That's the thing. Like, I feel like there's too many options. Like, the options are so endless. You can make anything from a home to a gun to shoes.
Well, don't get emotional on us. It's just a simple question. What do you want to make? What would you make? Think about the things you use on a day-to-day basis.
Like a new clicker. Like a new remote.
For what? Roku?
My TV.
There you go.
I'm always.
Yeah, you can do that.
But I don't know how to program it. You know? So there's guts inside that need to be programmed. I don't know how to do that.
I think it's just the casing
itself. Build a new case so that you can have a purple remote for your TV.
Too complicated.
Yeah, okay. You didn't really want to learn how to do it. You just want to come on the air and complain about it.
Yeah.
It's not even complaining. It's not even learning. It's just disbelief.
I think
I'm in
we
disbelief.
Could. Hey, what's that course you were telling me about yesterday in Rochester? I think on University Ave. It teaches you how to do anything.
Oh,
you
it's know. The Brainery. The Rochester Brainery.
They're going to be holding a class, I think, on 3D printing, and we should go.
You're just making that up.
Well, you said they do anything and everything. I'm assuming there's a class.
It's 3D printing, apparently, so.
If they do it, we're going. We're all going. Not
Joe
you. You're
like,
done.
I was like, I literally don't work here, so.
I'm like, I've literally been 3D printing for 10 years.
So. Okay, we're good. I think it might be time for a baseball game, don't you, Breeze?
Heck yeah.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, and of course, our friend, GM of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan
Mason.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Thanks for the food this morning. You got to tell Chef Keith we appreciate him.
You got it. This jambalaya.
Is it?
Jambalaya today. So it is chunks of chicken, andouille sausage, shrimp, rice, and vegetables.
It's spicy, too.
And it's got a little kick to it.
It's not, oh my, you're such a pansy. It's not that spicy.
I didn't mean to trigger you. So sorry.
I mean, some people would even take some Frank's Red Hot and shake
if
a few.
I had it,
shake
I
a few.
Now, are you guys serving this tonight?
Tonight. And this is our most popular food special. This is the food special that all our season seat holders clamor for all year.
Yeah.
And tonight will be the first night it's available at the Black Angus stand on the first base side. So if you like jambalaya. And it's hard to get jambalaya in Rochester, New York.
Very niche. Very niche.
Right? But it is amazing, and it'll be available tonight and tonight only.
Intern Joe's so happy you're on his mic so he can go in the corner and eat that jambalaya.
Crush that jambalaya.
He's obsessed.
We appreciate you hooking us up. Now, a couple of things. One, it's Friday. Two, there's a baseball game tonight. And three, I think the rain is officially, we're done.
It's out of here.
Right, so we're in the clear.
It's out of here.
Who is our boys playing tonight?
We are playing the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
That's right, the pigs.
So,
fries and bacon.
The dang pigs. But game time tonight, 6:05, Teacher Appreciation Night. And it's the first chance for fans to bring their dogs to the ballpark. It's our first Bark in the Park night.
Tonight.
That's right. That dog.
Yeah.
Bark in the Park.
Bark in the Park tonight. And then tomorrow is Clean Sweep Day, game time 1:05. Show up at the ballpark at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
You'll get a free breakfast, a free t-shirt, free coffee. You'll get instructions on where to go to help beautify the city.
Sure.
All right. We'll get you on a bus. We'll take you to the job site. A couple of hours of volunteering to clean the city that we love so much, right?
Got to keep
That's
it
right.
clean.
Come
right.
back to the ballpark. Free ticket to our 105 game.
Oh, my God.
Free Zweigel's hot dog and a free Coke.
All I hear is free.
A lot of free stuff, courtesy of the city.
We just cleaned the city, too, on Earth Day.
We did.
Last 2 weeks ago?
We did a little bit of a clean sweep here in High Falls.
That's beautiful. Thank you for doing that.
Well, did you notice on your way in?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
All the trash blew back.
You still have some pigeons that live here, though.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about that?
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on those.
Nothing you can do about that. Okay, so we have all that to look forward to tonight. And then do you guys go, where's Lehigh Valley?
They're in Pennsylvania.
And
so.
Then next weekend, you guys are away.
So next weekend we go to, where do we go? We go to Scranton next weekend.
So you're really in and around the Pennsylvania area.
Yes.
You know, I was
here, you're there. It's a lot.
I was picking my brain last weekend on different ways I can come up with things I can do personally to help you out. Do you need an assistant or anything like that?
Sure. I always could use an assistant.
Well, why would you be his assistant if you're his boss? That makes no sense.
You are my boss. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but I'm still not on payroll.
Well,
if those stocks go, hey, listen,
I have
stock in the company.
For those of you who don't know, I have stocks with the Rochester Red Wings. It was passed down to me
generation
from my grandpa.
Generation.
Yeah, it's like a nepotism thing.
Yeah.
However, I have more shares than our GM here, Dan Mason. Therefore, I'm his boss.
Correct. That's whatever you need.
How it goes, yeah.
All right, so the Red Wings tonight play the Lehigh Valley Pigs, and as Breezy said, they're going to fry up some bacon, and then it's Bark in the Park tonight.
Bark in the Park.
Any fireworks?
Not tonight. Fireworks start next homestand.
Oh, beautiful.
When we rock the lilac. So next homestand, May 13th through the 18th, we'll
Yay.
Be wearing our lilac
they're
uniforms
so
the entire homestand.
Yeah. But, by the way, I just want you to know, because I know we chatted about this. I'm with Big Brothers Big Sisters. And last season, we had the opportunity to bring some of the kids from the organization, the littles,
yeah,
into the locker room to meet some of the players and the umpires. And they're still talking about that today.
That's awesome.
And they still remember it. And it was an awesome experience. You guys do a lot with that organization.
We do. We try to be, you know, like you guys, we try to be woven into the fabric of this community.
You very That's much a are.
Beautiful way to put it, Dan. Absolutely.
You're one of our best friends.
No,
you know
you
that?
Literally are. Well, besides Joe. But yeah.
All right.
Anyone who comes in the studio and gives us anything, we're like, literally obsessed with you. Yeah,
go see our boys tonight. First pitch is at
6:05, and then Saturday 1:05, and then Sunday 1:05, and kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi.
Go Red Wings. Dan Mason, thank you so much, buddy. Thanks. Good luck tonight. Go see the Red Wings. Peaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe. Happy Friday, you guys. Some of us really, really struggle to pronounce certain words, do we not?
Yeah, it's a tough go around for sure.
Anyone else have a hard time spelling out restaurant or vacuum? 585-252-9800.
Apparently gets me every time.
Apparently is difficult, yeah. I would love to hear which words you guys just can't spell out. There is a 911 call, and the operator asks this gentleman to spell out the name of a street so they can send paramedics to tend to his wife. He couldn't do it. The guy
that would literally be me.
I put his wife's life. He put his wife's life at risk. Take a listen to the 911 call, and which word he was struggling with. Here it is.
911. What's your emergency? Yeah, my wife got attacked by a warthog real bad, and I need someone to come up with an ambulance and pick her up. Okay, sir. Can you give me your address? Yeah, we're at 1825 Eucalyptus Drive. Okay, could you spell that for me, sir? I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street, and you can pick her up there.
Drag her is crazy.
Drag her is nutty.
Clearly, this happened in the South.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The warhog is like, that's...
The warhog is crazy.
I'm going to drag her over to Oak Street.
O-A-K.
Listen.
S-T.
In this guy's defense, eucalyptus is not an easy word to spell.
Also, like... In his defense, further, like, he's in a state of shock. I'm not doing a spelling bee when I'm calling 911. Like, I don't even know where I am right now.
Well, but it's spell hypothesis, Breezy.
Oh, gosh.
Let's go over to Jacqueline. My husband can't spell calendar, and I struggle to spell photosynthesis. Those are very two different words. Why? Why? How often are you using that word?
I mean... I don't know. I did the spelling bee when I was younger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I just
show off.
I don't know. I don't really
humble
struggle
brag.
With most of those words.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Joe. Let's go over to John.
Not you boosting yourself up, priming yourself up on the last day.
John says, I can't spell maintenance. And what I find most sad about this is I work in maintenance. John, I absolutely love that.
I can't spell maintain.
I love that he spelled it wrong here, too.
You know what word that like kills me is through.
Which one?
Like
going
to go
through something.
Through, not like oh, I threw that. I know how to spell.
Oh, the T H R O U G H.
It just looks really. It's not.
Let's pick up the phones. Hi, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ezra. Who is this?
Oh,
seriously?
You called us, bro.
Seriously, Ezra?
Yeah. You asked my name, now I'm asking you too.
Okay, that's fair enough. My name is Moose, that's Breezy.
You listen to our show, I hope.
How can we help you?
Unless you're calling random numbers, which is also strange.
Are you a solicitor?
No, not at all. Not
am I late on my car insurance? What's happening here?
What's happening?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay. What's up, bro?
In reference to what you guys are speaking to, so I typically listen to you on the way to work.
Okay.
And I know that eucalyptus is one of those difficult words to spell, but If I struggle with anything, I'm going to have to say it's the word necessary, disappointed, and decision.
You don't have a hard time saying them. You have a hard time spelling them.
Spelling them, right. Yes. Mm-hmm. I usually end up substituting the C's for S's or vice versa. And I just wanted to come on. And so I say a lot of people struggle to pronounce or spell words.
Sure.
Don't let it get to you. It's not the end of the world. Actually, my girlfriend has trouble spelling the word.
Oh, you have
restaurant.
A girlfriend? I'm sorry. What word was that?
She has problems with restaurant, baguette, and diarrhea. I'm sorry. That was probably gross.
No, honestly have trouble with restaurant myself.
I have trouble with every word. I can't spell to save my life. So, really tough.
What, Ezra, humor us, what's your girlfriend's name?
Oh, I don't think I need to tell you that.
Okay. That's totally fine.
You haven't named her yet, have you?
That's totally fine. You don't have to, buddy. She has trouble spelling restaurant, baguette, and of course, diarrhea, right?
Diarrhea, yeah.
Where did you meet your girl at?
AMF Bowling on Dewey Avenue.
That's
and
a good spot.
Believe it or not, she hit on me.
I love it.
Crazy.
I love it, you silver tongue devil. What was the vibe? What were you wearing?
Well, I was just wearing a nice pair of slacks, a nice button-up shirt, because when I go out in public, I like to present myself in the neatest way possible.
Sure.
Sure.
It was enough for her.
It was enough.
For everyone else to turn heads at AMF.
It was enough. Yeah. I mean, most people would think it was the other way around, that I hit on her, but that's not the case.
No.
Right.
And, you know, it's fun. I was made fun of a lot in school because I always had trouble with words and spelling, but she's never made me feel stupid, and I always appreciated that about her.
Oh, good, man.
What a love story. That's amazing.
And how far along are you guys in your relationship, Ezra?
Well, it's getting serious. We're coming up on 6 months.
Hey!
Absolutely crushing it. Way amazing.
Good for you, man. We love to hear that. Well, hey, we tip our hats to you, Ezra, and your anniversary of 6 months with you and your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you guys should do? You should go back to AMF and celebrate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hate that place.
All right. Hey, listen, before you go, spell necessary.
I'm sorry. I can't do this.
It's okay. Yeah, we won't put you on the spot. Dude, have the best Friday, Ezra. Appreciate you calling up, buddy.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. You as well. Thank you.
Bye, King. This guy goes, bro, I can't even breathe right now. I can only imagine an off-air conversation with this dude. I'm dying.
I don't know. This guy strikes me for a freak in the sheets.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking at all.
Oh, no. Was it necessary to try to get him to spell it at the end there?
I don't know. Why
let me tell you something, Joe. It's always necessary, okay?
And spell I don't necessary.
It's not necessary.